And welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast. It is Justin McFatches. We're still here after last time's fucking meltdown of proportions.
They allowed us back.
Yes, so that was Jeff. Go ahead. Hey, Bart.
I am now Optimus Prime Rib.
Optimus Prime Rib. I love it. And Kyle's here with the microphone.
Don't dine on me after five.
Hello, I have a mic. Yay.
Yeah, it's a miracle this time. It all worked out. We all have mics. Oh, Jeff, angry Jeff went home. He was tired.
He was angry.
Angry, tired. Ired or tangry.
Ired. Disgruntled. So,
a little angry Viking.
You gotta talk into it, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, he's an angry Viking.
There you go, very good. Oh, he has your mic? There we go.
I mean, I hope we all caught the reference to that one.
CM Punk in Seattle, what? So we're at Starbucks again. Another lovely night here this Friday.
Starbucks off Monterey. Come here for your free coffee.
Free
Okay, that's just false advertising.
Shut up, Kyle. Thank you for ruining my fun.
Well, Kyle doesn't know about how many friends you have on Facebook because Kyle doesn't have Facebook.
Yes, yeah, Kyle deactivated his.
So, Bart, how did it go after the episode? Did you get friends?
I don't know. I didn't post it.
No, you didn't. I did.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was all right. It was good. I had fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We had a good time. This jazz music is fucking killing me. It's saxophone bullshit. Turn it off. The store is closed.
That's the reason why they're playing it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I was all sarcastic about the music, and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, this music's awesome. I'm like, what? No, it's not. I was being sarcastic.
Well, I mean, they try to chase us away with music here. The certain other Starbucks, I won't mention where it is, they're basically goose-step your ass out of there like 15 minutes before it closes.
Holy shit, this whole thing.
Nine! You can't use a bathroom. Nine! You can't get one last drink.
Goose. I've been in there. It's not as bad. I know people there.
Oh, yeah. I do too, but still.
Yeah.
I tell you, the most hipsterific Starbucks ever is the one off Route 60 in Vero.
Where in Vero?
Off Route 60.
Oh, out west?
Yeah.
Is that dinky looking one?
It's real small and it's right
in front
of the mall.
Is that by the
it's
in Home front Depot? Of the
mall.
Lowe's?
Across the street from Home Depot.
By the Lowe's and stuff by the mall?
Yeah, kind of.
Light Bright just drove by.
But, yeah, that walk in there and it's... You'll never see the more finest, like, coiffed beards.
Coiffed beards.
And the hipster, or Hitler hipster youth haircuts.
Well, they're not all beards are bad, because Jeff
has a beard.
No, I have a beard
myself.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Amish Jeff over here. He looks like Kelsey Grammer with a friggin' rug. He's like, I have a beard. Good night, Seattle. Yeah. I'm Beast with a beard.
I wonder what Sarah Jessica Parker would look like with a beard.
We already know what she looks like as a horse, because that's what she is.
It's weird. She was, like, hotter when she was younger.
She was never really hot.
When she was a foal?
Have you seen that? What is that movie where she was, like, a witch or something?
She was a foal, not a witch.
Are you talking about Hocus Pocus?
Yes, that movie.
Yeah, that was about it.
Dude, yep. I had, like, the biggest crush on her. I didn't even know who she was, and then I found out, like, 2 years, like, literally 2 years ago, I found out that was Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm like... No!
I found out she's working for Budweiser as one of the Clydesdales.
Nah, dude. No. What's that commercial with that chick, like, riding with the talking horse? That's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah. What was it, for beer? Or it was for something, and there was a talk. It wasn't Mr. Ed.
I think it was one of those douche commercials.
Oh, did you
Look
see?
Me!
Did,
like, walking on a beach. Like,
did you see the... commercial during the Super Bowl about how Budweiser was talking shit about craft beer, and they were like, we don't care about your wood chipped blah blah blah, and I'm like, your beer tastes like piss.
It does, but
well,
on
craft beer is so mainstream now, man.
I like, look, we went
it's
to
hipster,
what was it
Budweiser.
Where did I go? I went to like one of these chain restaurants and they had Guinness listed, and it was like craft, and I'm like, no, it's an import, it's not a craft beer, it's Guinness, it's from Ireland, fuck off.
The craft beer thing, while some of it's good, like that flat tire beer and that apple orchid, whatever the fuck
Angry
it's called,
orchard.
Angry Orchard.
I mean, awesome. Yeah, Angry Orchard.
It's good, but yeah, I think Budweiser was sort of, you know, they're a monopoly. They could have you killed if they wanted to. But
do they have a monocle?
No, some Belgian company owns Budweiser now.
Yeah.
They'll just say, you have le pistos off. Wait, now, so I don't know, Belgium, they speak.
No, Budweiser's made here.
It's made here, but it's owned by a company.
So it's no longer
monopoly.
Anheuser?
No, it's not Anheuser, but it's you know, I call it a French beer.
So it's kind of like how, you know, Harley Davidson prides itself on being American made, but if you look at the parts, they're from Japan.
Oh, yeah, the pistons especially. Yeah, I thought Lee showed me that. I was disgusted. Well, I was already disgusted. You walk in any Harley shop, you got these rich urban bikers' rubs. And the jackets, the saddlebags, everything is made in China. Every accessory, assembled. Every part.
It is now called assembled in America.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, you remember how Eddie used to like talk constant shit about me having a Japanese bike? I always was like, yeah, dude, I have a Japanese bike. You're comparing it to a Harley, but what is in Harley bikes now?
For like, those who are listening, Eddie was a clown of a man who used to sit in the corner over here at Starbucks and basically annoy the piss out of everybody. Anyway.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love Harleys. I grew up with Harleys, but vintage is the way to go with Harleys. That is
right.
Always going to be the way
people
to go.
Are hypocrites today. Like, look, your crotch rocket. Look, your import. Half the imports today are on the road, car-wise. They're made here. They're made in Georgia, Alabama, yeah. Mississippi.
Jeff, how do you feel about bikers?
I don't mind bikers.
What do you mean about the people that ride crotch rockets?
Douchebaggery.
Well, you got into a fight with somebody online about this. Because apparently you don't...
Well, that's just bikers being douchebags.
Well, there was a guy... You know those people that go in and out of traffic? Like dicks?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff said he'd open his door one day if they came at him.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No, it was right to do it.
Nah, dude, like... Nah,
Kyle's a resident biker. Let's not anger him.
It's safer to drive in between cars, but you can have that car that can veer off not knowing you're behind that car.
Yeah, I mean,
the
honestly, 88-year-old
driver,
I think lane splitting and moving traffic is a horrible idea. But, like, if you're at a stopped light, and, I mean, honestly, it is 10 times better to get in front of the car. So if you're just going in while the cars are stopped, I'm okay with that. Because, I mean, like, seriously, if you drive, like, a car, you're probably going to get rear-ended by some asshole texting.
I could see if you're inching your way to the front, but not flying at full speed through all the cars.
Oh, yeah, definitely not full speed. That's horrible. I've seen videos, and I cringed. Like, I saw this video of some dude going, like, 90 miles an hour through traffic like that. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about.
Okay.
The ones that are, like, creeping their way to the front of the
line.
Come
on, fight already. I'm bored.
Funny thing is, one time, it was a Sunday or something like that. And traffic on Indian Street was, like, crazy. So, stoplight comes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get to the front. So, of course, there's always that one guy gets mad because I lane splitted to the front of standstill traffic. So, his words were, you know, I ride too, but you make bikers look like assholes. I'm like, bro, if you rode too, you would understand why I exactly did that. Not even explain to him. And he's like, no, you're an asshole.
Hey, the hooligans are coming.
Don't say that. Damien would be like, wait a minute.
Be Mad Dog.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
Say the D word, you know how it gets.
Mad Dog might be like, well, hold on now. We're the hooligans.
Yeah. We have infringed on someone's trademark property. We apologize to Mr. Dog.
I think it is trademarked on the Walgreens bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, you think you put it there? Of course he did.
Somebody put it.
He
there.
Did. It was Mad Dog Hooligans or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He's fine.
I don't. Whoa. Some insect just landed on me.
Like, I'm just like sitting in the stall taking a piss. I look to the left and there's like hooligans. I'm just or low down hooligans.
Yeah, low down like punks like, or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was low down punks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. It said like hooligans or something. I'm just laughing my ass off.
What the fuck is this?
It's like, oh, Mad Dog.
We're too old for this.
We just got looked at like we're weird. I mean, what the fuck? People do selfies all the time. Can't we talk on a microphone?
Oh, yeah, we're the weirdos.
We're the fucking weirdos.
So. Let me just randomly pull out my camera and take a picture of myself.
No, I'm good.
Hashtag selfie.
Bart, have you ever tagged the bathroom?
Well, now
they're
all
confused. With a marker or with my... Talking about with a marker or with my own waist.
Oh, you know what sucks? Oh my god, poor Mad Dog. He just donated a bunch of his old stickers.
Yeah.
And stuffed the Zelmo's bathroom.
Oh yeah, they poor Zelmos. I mean, not poor Zelmos, but now of course there's no more Zelmos. All those damn dude, that was like 800 years worth of stickers he collected. Shit, that, hey,
that was
sucks.
His life savings.
That was his whole life. Those stickers. He's like, can I get them back?
Yeah, he's grabbing them back.
He just threw his life away.
Well, it was a good idea at the time. He was really trying to build something, poor Zelmos. But yeah, it's gone, so that's that. So if anybody wants to know what kids do nowadays, they walk up to Starbucks in a group.
You know what'd be really
that
funny?
That was a bright idea, and it just got shut down, so they had nowhere to go.
I hope MD listens to this. It would be really funny if that place reopens as a church, but they never took those stickers down. Like, I'll be back, my parishioners. And I have to take a shit. Oh, God.
What is anal cunt?
Oh my God, do you remember when Boris opened?
Pussy, what?
Some of the shit you would see in those stalls. Like, there was actually, like, a poem about taking a poop on the Borders stall.
Yeah, I used to keep, like, a pair of clothes in there, like I was some kind of superhero. I'd go in there and change my clothes and walk out and be like, hey, I'm not the same guy that walked in. Yeah, I used to store clothes places, and it's like Spider-Man. Hey! Anyway.
You led a storied life, Justin.
I led a weird fucking life.
Is that how you got the Batman nickname?
No, that was just because I walked up to everybody that day and said, hey, I'm Batman. And I never told them my name.
People were really stupid back then.
Yeah,
I'm Batman.
No, it's just even better when they say, it's like, aren't you Batman? You're like, no. And they believe
I am the Batman. Well, everybody had a nickname and stuff. Like my buddy Dave. Everybody called him Ozzy because he was in the metal.
Yeah.
Well,
if they're
can't
smart,
say
they could just call
names.
Him Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, true. He's a huge Megadeth fan.
Fucking Mall. I mean, we had a lot of fun at the Mall.
I'd rather have that name than Ozzy.
Yeah, especially since Dave's the polar opposite of a bumbling, stuttering, incoherent, nonsensical.
So, you got any new games you've been playing, Bart?
No, I am. Can't wait for September when Mad Max comes out.
Is that when it comes out?
Yes, I have to wait several months. Of course, the movie's next week. I'm watching that.
I know, yeah. I'm excited, but I think we're going to go see the movie, too, at some point.
I'm piling up probably in my buddy's Chevy Suburban that's all built up. It looks like something out of Mad Max. My buddy Joe Gentry, who I'm going to pitch his place if somebody's listening, he runs Southern Samurai Tattoo over off Midway Road in Fort Pierce. And yeah, they'll definitely hook you up. I'm drinking water here, Starbucks water. It is
this broadcast.
It's
sponsored
decaffeinated,
by Starbucks
it's refreshing,
water.
It's cold. It helps my
water.
It helps me when I'm thirsty. Just
out there,
it's Starbucks on Monterey.
Starbucks water. It's good. It will hydrate you.
Speaking on a Samson microphone, yes, the clarity in my voice is great. Samson products are just phenomenal.
What are you, whoring here?
Yes. Jesus. What? He is my savior. And all that shit.
So, I bought a bass. I got a bass now.
What kind of bass?
A Dean guitar bass.
Dean guitars, they are phenomenal. They make the greatest.
About that bass.
But, no, I wanted to say, you know, a lot of people are trying to start up bands. What advice have you got for starting up a...
As a person who's not been in a lot of bands, the whole key point is having like-minded individuals. People who wish to stay the course in the band. And
so we should go to Exodus.
Exodus.
That's another one closed.
Yeah, that bummed me out. That was my place right there.
Were you there for the... Hey, were you... Because I don't think we knew each other at the time, because I was living in Vero doing Jack FM. Were you there at the Surfrider Goat Fuck?
I wanted to work there. Thank God I didn't, because I'd want to, like,
I was working
in, like, crackers or something like that.
I was working for the radio station Jack FM, and I was there from Jack FM with my banners, and John was doing sound, and there was Jeff. So I haven't hung out with Jeff in a while, so I chilled with Jeff during it rained, and John was like, hey.
I started going to Exodus back in September of 2008, and I was there until it closed. It was the next year, I think, September 2009.
That didn't last forever around
there. September 2010 or something like that.
Yeah.
No, it's a little pizza joint now, but that was a pretty quaint little place, you know. The one reason why I have fond memories of there because of I called her Scarlet because she had red hair. She dyed her hair red, and yeah. I was being a G.I. Joe fan. It was Brittany Zulsdorf.
Don't know her.
She passed away from cancer at like 23. She was one of the coolest chicks I'd ever known in my life. She hooked me up with free beer at times. She was really fun to be around. Beautiful, beautiful woman too. And it's just when I found out, which pissed me off, that I was, you know, after being going to Exodus all the time, you know, nobody told me until about several months later that she had passed from cancer, and I would want to pay my respects, but still, that's in the past. But still, I mean, like I said, when I used to go there all the time, she was cool peeps.
Cool.
She'll definitely be missed.
Jeff, what's the news? He's just shaking his head over there like, fuck you, I got nothing. Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham is posting pictures overrated. Of...
Overrated. Do you like Jeff Dunham, Jeff?
Jeff Dunham's funny.
Bart, what do you think?
He's overrated. I'm surprised that he hasn't had his balls right? run through the ring for his Ahmed the Dead Terrorist shit.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny. I don't give a fuck. I mean, we have to learn to laugh at one another.
Yeah.
Or else we'll be all tight-assed fucking...
Ring, ring.
Oh, no, not that shit again. At this point, I don't give a shit if I lost friends or gained them.
No, I know. That shit was fucking hilarious.
It was. Well,
we had a good time.
I'm going to toot my own horn.
It kind of reminded me of the old times we used to have when we did it with Matt. Oh, man. Get him riled up. That was funny.
We was wilding out.
Oh, God. That means. Bill Nick Cannon show.
The what?
Wilding out.
Oh,
Nick I thought you said Dick Cavett show. I was like, no. Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett. We are wilding.
Okay,
out.
I think I finally got rid of my speech impediment. So
I'm glad you could just get over that, Kyle.
I'm definitely showing my age when I mentioned Dick Cavett.
It was my tongue ring.
Oh, your tongue ring. That works.
Yeah, that thing.
You know, you remember who Dick Cavett was?
No.
He was a very, very, very boring...
somebody horny.
...guy who used to...
I think that's actually train. Somebody breaking.
No, it's the train.
Yeah. Is it the train?
It does not sound like a train. Oh, yeah, okay. The train is breaking.
No, the train, their horn's fucked up. It's just one horn. It's usually multiple.
The bridge is out? Speed, the bridge is out.
Oh. No, Dick Cavett used to be kind of like Phil Donahue back in the day. But anyway, the one thing I remember about Dick Cavett is the late, great Charles Bronson threatened to punch him out when he was, I guess he touched a nerve. On one of his shows or something like that.
Yeah.
And Charlie fucking Bronson almost two-stepped his ass.
I'll punch you.
On TV. And so don't say it. I don't want to talk about that. I think it was one of the same kind of questions that Robert Downey Jr. got from that one asshole where he walked out. Which, by the way, Robert Downey Jr. is a class fucking act. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He basically walked out and because they were basically fucking him about that shit that happened in the 90s when he...
When he was kinda, younger.
Because we make mistakes. But the thing is with Robert Downey Jr., he's atoned for his sins, so to speak. He's bounced his career back and he's done charitable organizations. I mean... Fuck, you ever see him sing live with Sting? Sounds just like him doing the Police songs.
No.
Dude, oh my God, he does have his own voice. Dude, doesn't he?
He's cool.
Yeah. But he gave that kid with the fucked up arm, the Iron Man hand. Yeah. I mean, he didn't have to do that. He could have kind of sent one of his, like somebody representing Marvel or something like that. But
it could have been Mark Ruffalo. There's a whole kind
of. Mark Ruffalo just shovels himself in like, here, just take this. I'm just going to sleep in the corner over there.
poor Mark Ruffalo. He's cool.
Yeah, he is.
Jeremy Renner.
No, he actually had more airtime in this movie. I'm not going to give anything away just in case.
No, he was good. And that speech he gave at the end, we're flying in the city. it's weird.
I'm actually annoyed about the whole Black Widow and the Hulk thing.
I think a lot of people are. They were annoyed so much, they actually made Joss Whedon leave Twitter.
Yeah. I hear he's doing Star Wars now, and I'm like, yes.
I mean, it's cool. Like, it's a cool concept, but, man, like, the whole, like, brooding, I can't control myself, blah, blah, blah crap. Like, come on, dude. You got a hot-ass chick like Scarlett Johansson, like, trying to holler at you. I don't know why I just said that. Don't mind that. But, you don't turn that down. Like,
Hawk!
You just don't turn down Scarlett Johansson.
Hulk blow load in face.
Yeah. Oh my god, did you guys catch that reference from Robert Downey Jr.? With the green pickle or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah. Hide the zucchini?
That was fucking horrible, man.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Shit language.
Like, it don't, like, I was thinking for a second. I'm like, oh, my God, I got that.
Like, I just Jeff, what else you got? Just, you're just fucking...
I got nothing.
You're full of energy, buddy.
I'll tell you one.
Well, I had nothing to add to that conversation. I didn't watch any of these movies.
What movie? That was real life, dude. It was happening.
Jeff just watches PBS. That's the only thing he watches.
He watches like the Spanish channel.
Hey,
and
I got the free channels. Whatever comes
yeah,
up.
He's dude, got Univision
Reading Rainbow.
PBS.
Best show ever.
Oh, yeah.
I got like
what
three
show?
Channels. And two
Reading, Reading Rainbow. Come on, man. Man.
LeVar Martin.
I can fly twice as high. It's in a book. It's in a book.
I know.
The Reading Rainbow.
I know Reading Rainbow.
God damn it.
I grew up on Reading Rainbow.
Star Trek.
Yes. Jordy LaForge.
Yeah.
LeVar Burton. Yeah.
And we ran him off.
I don't know why. I did not like Star Trek one bit.
Oh, the guy took his overpriced MacBook and left. All right, bye.
No, he's probably
mixing
his ride.
He's mixing his fucking tunes.
I don't think that
right
was a
now.
MacBook. I think that was a regular computer.
No, it was a MacBook. I saw it.
I think it was a Dell.
Butterfly in the sky.
Bart, you want to become a DJ? Let's become DJs.
So,
like DJ,
basically plug your phone into speakers.
I could DJ.
I have a friend. He tried to brag at me. He's like, "Yeah, dude, I DJ
sky?
Renegades now."
Who told you this?
Do you remember Steve?
No.
He was kind of flamboyant, but straight apparently.
Yeah, I know.
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
to talk to people he shouldn't be talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
DJs at Renegades, huh?
Yeah, he DJs at Renegades.
Renegades? Where's Renegades?
It's down in West Palm.
Yeah, it's like a little
country
bar.
It's a strip club, right?
Thing.
No, it's just a bar, right?
Yeah, it's like a country bar. I mean, I used to go there, man. It's a pretty cool place, but...
Jeff, you got your license back. When are we going to experiment?
After this whole 6 months crap, when I'm allowed to drink again.
Oh, yeah, her birthdays are coming up.
Yeah.
Bart, you just had your... Is your birthday coming up, too?
The 29th.
Oh, shit. His is the... we're all Geminis. That's right, the three of us.
We're all Geminis.
Geminis.
I always hated those old NASA footage. The Gemini one. I'm a Gemini, you motherfucker. I get it from my dad, because my dad would get irritated.
What is it, like Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah. My dad would get irritated over the slightest little thing. He was irritated... mind you, he was inebriated. It wasn't a racial thing. It was just the fact that he was just totally beside himself when he found out that Charlie Pride was black. He was at a bar, and the bartender goes, "You know Charlie Pride's black." And I think my dad took his mug of beer and smashed it over the bartender's head. He's like, "No!
Oh, shit.
Charlie Pride is not... You ruined it! You ruined it,
so Charlie." Does he get annoyed by... The public announcement for weather shit that comes on TV, and they say Okeechobee.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Well, my dad's
happens.
Dead. I guess he'd hop out of his grave and get pissed at that.
Oh. Yeah, they talk about Okeechobee, they say Okeechobee.
St. Lucie's.
I used to say Okeechobee or something like that when I first moved down here.
Which you have it?
It's a very weird name, man.
Wachovia,
Wachovia.
Okeechobee.
So another thing my dad got irked at was
illiterate when I was
that,
younger.
What was the guy that runs Wendy's or ran Wendy's?
Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, Dave Thomas, when he had a commercial years ago, and he goes, "You know, I might not be old fashioned." My dad would literally throw the clicker at the TV. "It's fashion, you old motherfucker. Fashion, goddamn it. Old fashioned." I forget what I was even talking about. I made that reference about my dad.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mayor Quimby from...
oh, I'm not old fashioned.
Simpsons.
Oh, Simpsons. Shit. I think we're talking about something. Renegades.
So, is anybody else bothered by the fact, though, like, since we're on Wendy's, that...
The hot redhead?
Yeah, you got the hot redhead. Like, the daughter owns the place now. Like, she owns that franchise, but...
They replaced her with the hot daughter,
yeah, like,
the hot redhead.
If you think about it, the hot redhead is kind of the before, and she's, like, the after.
Well, that food isn't good for you.
Where did even the redhead come from?
Someone's dick.
Hello, Jamie.
I mean, that must be very painful.
That was good with that one.
Woo!
There goes the friends.
Oh, shit.
Not mine.
I'm never, actually, not I don't really have any. Like Wendy's sub, but yeah, I'm never eating at Wendy's again. Their patties
their
are
weird.
Their
burgers are awesome.
Dude, very greasy. They're like weird. They're like, I get the whole like no frozen thing, but the meat
it's
has
frozen.
Like a weird texture. Like, if you pay attention
what's that
to it,
bullshit
the meat has
here?
A weird
it's
texture.
Frozen. It's all fucking frozen. Yeah.
It's like when Olive Garden advertises their food as this authentic Italian shit. It's all frozen. Some 16-year-old guy with bad acne throws it in the fucking nuker, and there's your Italian shit, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you go to Guanabanas. I mean, Carrabba's.
I mean, Olive Garden's more notorious for that. Carrabba's does kind of make some stuff from scratch.
That's why Carrabba's is expensive.
Sort of scratch.
Yeah.
It's a good place, except when the snowbird season and Yankee season are around. Oh, my God. Half yeah. of fucking New York. And
yeah.
Dude, there's an awesome-ass Italian place on East Ocean. It's called, like, Josephine's.
Yeah.
Go there. They are awesome.
So, this bugs me. I've been, because, you know, in the news.
Grinds my gears.
The Facebook.
Grinds my gears.
Well, you get these things on Facebook and all these news articles and so many comments. Florida. Now, let's be clear. We have a lot of fucked up weird stories down here. No lie. But it's not like this is the only state full of fucking crackheads.
I corrected somebody about that.
And retards and degenerates.
Go to Atlanta,
we'll
Georgia.
Baltimore.
Yes. You know what? We haven't rioted it yet. We're fine. We haven't got so pissed off where we're like, time to wreck shit. Not just wreck shit. Wreck our own shit. Bart, I'm pissed off. Fuck you, Starbucks.
I mean, there are like a lot of really odd stories that pop up regarding Florida.
Yes,
though.
There's a guy that fucked his dog. Yes, there's a guy that made a mid-love to an alligator. I don't know.
Here's the thing. The reason why this state is, you know, people blame Florida for everything. Because Florida, which my friend who's from Long Island, New York, said this perfectly. He said the reason why Florida is so fucked up is because everybody who is fucked up from all around the world,
they move
all
here.
Around the country, they move here thinking that palm trees, the sunshine, and the beach are going to solve it all, and instead it exacerbates it.
That's true.
Well, that and they're running from their problems, so they come as far right. south as they can.
Yeah.
People come down here and they think everything is going to, because I'm sorry, Florida, out of all the states in the south, most of the people here are from somewhere else, myself included. I was born in New Orleans.
Yeah, me and Jeff were born here.
Yeah, but still, you're not going to see any, you know, I'm talking about natives, like.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're like, okay, like in Fort Pierce,
like
where
Cherokees.
I'm from. Cherokees when they were down. I don't even know what fucking tribe was down here a long time ago.
The alligator tribe.
Yeah. I want to say Seminoles.
Seminoles were a mixture of other tribes who escaped. Oh, and black slaves.
Yeah, I'm just going
Seminoles
based off that.
Are not even a real fucking tribe. I've said
know?
That on air.
I don't know.
That pisses me off. There's a place, and I don't care who this pisses off, because me being part Cherokee myself, there's a place that looks like something out of Palm Beach motherfucking gardens. It's a small neighborhood for the Cherokees. These people get $10,000 a month through the fucking casinos. And I'm sorry, they're as dark as my shirt. I'm wearing a black shirt. I'm not trying to be mean.
No.
But, you know, even with the percentage of Cherokee I got, I don't think I could, if I protested and they did some ancestry or something like that, I could get 10 G's a month or something from the Cherokee tribe. But see, I'm not doing that.
They'll give you a free membership to the casino.
Yeah. They'll give me a
pass.
They'll give me $5 pass. Off the Optimus Prime rib.
Transformers.
Anyway, it pisses me off to no end, because this neighborhood, you know, it's people are filthy fucking rich. 10 G's a month? Come on. People out there busting their ass.
It's quite a lot.
You know, it's just, it pissed, you know, these guys don't look, I mean, like, I don't know what exactly, I'm not trying to say Indians should look like any particular, like, I don't know, the crying guy picking up garbage or something like that.
Yeah, where's
or
that?
The
where's
stereotype that
commercial?
That all
now?
Indians, like, if I walk in there, I'm sorry. If I walked in that neighborhood right now, they're not going to go, "Welcome to our neighborhood. We are a peaceful people." No, they're going, "What the fuck y'all want?" That's going to do that. It's the truth. I'm sorry.
What the fuck y'all want?
The fuck y'all want?
But except for the true Indians that actually do kind of keep to their heritage.
Yeah, right, I mean, there are like
the John Redcorns
reserves and stuff. Reserve or reserve? What?
He has reserves. They live in in botanical gardens with oak trees and shit.
Reserves.
It's like there's an Indian now. He's
oh,
the
preservation.
Next to the Blue Jay.
Preservation.
That's reservation.
You said yeah. Preservation. Preserve. Nature preserves featuring the Indians.
Oh fuck.
They're like
there's a spotted owl and they're spotted elk. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
Wow. Yeah. So I guess it's not racist if you say it.
So Kyle likes to have them all in a preserve.
Yeah, preserves.
And Lion Country Safari is now filled with Native Americans.
And jelly. Fuck. And jelly. Not from concentrate. They're preservatives.
I don't know. I think it's almost at the point in this country where I think white people could actually are allowed to be racist. Not we're the ones that are looked down on.
It's still no matter how you look at it from each end, it's fucking racism. There's no.
And another thing is, I'm a Heinz 57. I am Cherokee Indian.
Honestly,
I am Irish. I am German. I am this. You're a Bart. Exactly. It's there. There's no. That's why I've never understood really the Ku Klux Klan, neo Nazis, Black Panthers, all these fringe fucking groups were pure race. This and we got to kill this race and kill that race. Half the people in the Black Panthers, they're high fucking yellow. You know, I'm probably going to lose friends over that. I don't give a shit, but it's the fucking truth.
Like, honestly, you want to stop racism? Stop being fucking racism. Stop being racist. And stop fucking pointing out racism, man.
Apparently, Kyle's borrowed his dialogue from The Incredible Hulk.
Stop being racist. You're being fucking racist. Like, you can say something and not intentionally be racist. Like,
you're right.
Well, look, stop being racist and go to the preserve. Stay in milk and eat your school. Stop being racist.
Like, I hate that shit, man. You can't say one single fucking thing.
I shit that hate
without
too.
Being, like, unintentionally fucking racist.
No, it's not that. It's, you can't say anything nowadays without somebody getting butt hurt because everybody's
anything,
a pussy.
Yeah, regardless
thing,
if it's
man.
Racist.
People are too fucking sensitive about everything.
This thing dancing around?
Every time I say something, people go, Bart, that's racist. I remind them that Dave Chappelle made millions and millions of dollars saying the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, him and, what was it, Chris Brown?
Chris Rock?
Chris Brown made millions punching women. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
What's that short dude? What's his name?
Which one?
Real popular.
They roasted Justin Bieber.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Like, he's cool. I mean, after seeing the roast, I think he's cool now. I always thought, like, it was just like, you know, he'd do, like, the white guy jokes, and that was it. But then he started doing, like, other jokes, like, that's
he doesn't
great.
Do a lot of the
you
racial
put
shit.
All races, you're fucking cool. That's awesome.
He doesn't do a lot of his, maybe his early shit was about races, but his, a lot of the later shit was just about everyday life, which that's one of the reasons why I like him, because he's a real comedian. He takes subjects everywhere, like traveling down the road with a friend and adventures, like the one skit he did about the ostrich. Yeah. Where he said the ostrich was running right next to him as he was running away, and the ostrich just kept looking at them while they were driving in the car, and they couldn't outrun it. And that was hilarious. If people are listening now, remember this little ostrich skit. It's, you know,
bring back Andrew Dice.
Well, I mean, remember that movie he did with Ice Cube?
I didn't get to see that one. I wanted to.
This is one scene where Kevin Hart, like, breaks up, like, these two white dudes fighting. And he's like,
You're white.
White people don't fight or something like that.
Yeah, white
just
don't
like,
fight.
Like, what the fuck is that shit?
That's just something fun and movie.
Like, I never really knew anything about this guy, and I just happened to see that. I'm like, that's kind of, like, fucked up, you know? Like, if it was the other way around, like, that movie would never make it to fucking theaters.
No, so, probably not.
Seeing the roast, and he, like, he's making fun of, like, all races and stuff. I'm just like, okay, that's fine. You're not targeting one specific race.
Well, I mean, and to be fair, Chappelle didn't make fun of just one race either. He made fun of every race,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
The point I was trying to make earlier is he made millions and millions of dollars basically joking around the same way I do. I do it for fun. I'm not intentional. I'm not going to go to somebody.
His best shit was
racism satire.
His best shit was Prince. Yeah, Tosh is all right.
I don't like him.
Every once in a while, he will drop a black joke. And I'm always like, oh, fuck. And they actually, like, people laugh about it. So I think, like, racism really is not what it used to be, which is fucking awesome. But, like, as long as you got people pointing out fucking racism, there's always going to be racism. So to all you people that point out racism, stop it. Just stop it.
The worst thing Play about, simple. A race, somebody about racism is someone who's a hypocrite.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
That's not just an animal in Harry Potter. Hypocrite. For all you Potter heads out there,
heads?
What's Harry Potter?
Guilty as charged. I mean, guilty as charged.
It's more than just a book.
Oh,
it's a bunch of books and movies and a theme park
for them. But
oh, speaking of Universal and theme parks, they're fucking gonna make a Nintendo area.
Yeah,
I'm stoked.
That's
for
funny
that
my nephew's there right now tonight.
Are you able to get money out of blocks?
Dude, that would be sweet.
He said blocks. Not to be racist.
You said don't cock block.
Again, he said blocks.
Cock block. Oh, wow. No, I think it'll be cool because it won't just be Mario. It'll be like a bunch of it. So I imagine some Pokemon.
Pokemon!
Oh, God.
No, we won't mention them. We're mentioning rape when we mention Bill. How many? There's a tally. How many women has he raped?
Who, Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby. It's like a... Jesus Christ. I think Jim Jones killed less people than he's raped.
So if we didn't get fucking kicked off the air last time, we're probably
kicked
off this time.
Hey, I'm talking about it. I'm serious.
No, a lot of name dropping this one.
It seems that he has raped more and more women.
I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully this podcast doesn't go viral.
Okay. I don't imagine it would. Nobody listens.
Especially, I guarantee my little anti-racism rant is probably going to, like, stir up some bullshit. Even
I'm
though
pretty
I'm
sure
like,
if you put a bunch of tags on here, it can go viral.
Bill Cosby rich.
Just tag white privilege and
white privilege
and tag hands off my ovaries and tag rape culture.
Like I have a feeling like somehow this whole like anti-racism like not pointing out shit is gonna somehow get twisted around into being racism.
Oh, of course it will.
I see it happening somehow.
As long as it's racism and not rapism, we're good.
The music got down to the 20s.
Oh, 20s, like the best music ever, actually.
No, it wasn't.
All right, it was actually 1867.
No, stop it, Kyle. Go back to your techno, that's all you got.
1867, I think the only fucking thing they played was a kazoo back then.
I watched it too, don't feel too bad.
1867 was the best era of music. Yeah. Or was it 1786? I can't remember.
In 1786, the only thing they did is clap their hands.
and get the clap.
If thou is happy and you know it, clap thine hands.
No, they had some good
people. Hey, did you ever see I was telling him when I had the bass in my hand. You ever see the edited Star Wars picture where it's and like from episode 4 where Obi-Wan is like, this is the weapon of a musician. And it's like a guitar and he's showing Luke. And I'm like, yeah, I get it now. It's powerful when you hold that thing.
Yeah, Bart, Kyle. I loved it when George Washington first did. The Kansas covered his version of Carry On, My Wayward Son. Carry on, thine wayward son.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm out. I got nothing. What do you got? Is that
How could George Washington even cover Kansas? That makes no sense. Is he a time traveler?
No, he just talked too much into it.
You mind fucked it, Kyle. Thank you.
You mind fucked it.
You Bill Cosby'd my joke. Way to go, Kyle. Oh, you better hide your drink from me.
Theo, you gotta
fuck,
just.
Did I sour somebody's pudding pops?
Oh, no.
Take a couple of these and call me in the.
I like to put it where it don't belong.
I think the tally's up to like 200 women.
Jesus Christ, serial. And yet he's still free.
He's not a serial rapist, he's a pudding rapist. Serial has nothing to evolve.
Oh.
Eat your bran flakes, baby.
So, Justin, have you thought of any new names for your next broadcast since this one's probably going to be banned?
No, this one's still
mentioning current events. Wait. Sound like I'm talking about Syria. You see all those kids get their heads popped like a zit by that tank?
Oh, my God.
No, oh I'm just God. Using that example. I cop.
What was that?
I'm so lightheaded right now.
No, first of all, we're not changing the name. Although I really wish we could have done the Caffeines, but that was a band and a good
band. It could
band.
Be the Decaffeinated Podcast.
Yeah, but the Caffeines doesn't sound right for a podcast.
No, Caffeinated
Podcast. That sounds like a band.
It is a band.
Yeah.
No, the Caffeinated Podcast is fine. No,
Caffeinated
Kyle,
sounds great.
This is going to be fine. We're not really worried about it getting...
We're talking about current events.
We're not
Korean
allowed.
Events. Korean events.
I'm just exacerbating everything. I don't fucking
You're masturbating? Everything. What?
I knew it was going to go there.
Koreans and masturbating.
And rape.
We're next.
That picture of the leader over there with a giant stand-up bass. This
it's
is
a red light.
The Americans used this to keep their drummers at bay.
Yeah. That was Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
We can make fun of that.
Woogie, woogie boogie.
Wait. I don't know the lyrics to that song. Never mind.
No. No, Kyle. Just stick the trap. Do you know about trap music?
Trap.
You don't know what trap is?
Is that that?
It's like a new version of like techno and all that shit. Oh, it's all
that's
like,
what
like
trap music band. Is?
Yeah, it's like boom. It's annoying.
More people put names to their own shit.
I mean, I used to like dubstep. I mean, I still kind of
Me
like
and Bart
it,
are going to go DJ soon.
Why can't it just go back to the old days and just call it fucking techno?
I do like techno. Prodigy was a great band. Is a
yeah,
great band.
Yeah, I like
band.
Techno. I love all old school techno shit. What is Chemical love? What baby, is don't rape. I mean, hurt me.
What are you on the record? Like, don't rape love
don't
me.
Why is it nowadays everyone has to, every band in the world has to have their name music? Everyone
what do
has
you mean?
To have their own music. It's not like one classified type.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go play punk. It's as simple as that.
You got punk, you got
Ghost Rider?
You got idiots texting while
Rider?
On motorcycles.
What?
What the fuck? That's a horrible idea.
I was
that
like,
guy
no.
had both hands off of his bike.
Bart, you like what? Some of that, you like some of that sweet, low-down,
tea?
Like, heavy,
low-down,
Christmas metal music, right?
Oh, that Cookie Monster
sweet
shit?
For some reason.
The only person, I mean, I like a little bit of that stuff, but that's mostly, you know, like Viking metal, like Amon Amarth.
Viking shit's nuts.
I love Amon Amarth. Saw him live.
Well, do you like Poison?
Ahab, there was one called Ahab.
Ever heard of them.
Bart, do you like Poison?
Fuck no.
THR? Is it
Come
THX
on, that's
or THR?
Song,
TXR. That was one. I saw like it in the Gothic Beauty. They had all these Viking songs, and I was like,
I mean, I like that real, like, what they, which I hate. That's what we're talking about, that the types
Label
of music. Stoner metal.
What the fuck are we listening to?
I hate
what,
the term stoner metal.
Now, what they, is that what they describe Dirt Dimebag? Dirtbag
Dimebag. Dirtbag Barrel.
Isn't that kind of counterproductive?
Well, that's like stoners, Sleep and Electric Wizard and shit. They call it stoner rock and... I just call it, like, hard rock and roll and shit. Like, fucking, what's that one?
What is Judas, you think?
Judas Priest is heavy metal.
That was kind of, like, had a punk theme to it a little bit.
Oh, it's not a punk. Judas Priest is metal all the way, man.
Dun, that kind
of
don't.
Yeah, that, a lot of the early metal, like the new wave of British heavy metal back in the late 70s. How the fuck are we listening to?
What do you classify Van Halen as?
Crap. Van Halen is hard rock or rock.
I mean, because like honestly, man, the shit that they've been playing on the Gator has been confusing the fuck.
Oh, the Gator's confusing. That's your first problem.
Well, the
Gator's yes, the Gator is convoluted shit.
Except we have the bar now.
Like, we have like one rock station.
The fuck's a solo flange?
The Gator depresses me, because especially when you hear Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then Come As You Are from Nirvana right next to classic rock. Let me reiterate that fact, you old bastards, you Gen Xers, classic rock.
Yeah.
Yes, we get it. I'm 39.
You know what annoys me? They keep playing
that
Aerosmith song that, you know, when Aerosmith like covered the Beatles. Like, what the fuck was that one song they did? I don't really listen to Beatles. I don't know the song.
Here comes old flat top, blah, 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 blah,
like,
blah, mojo filter.
Come together.
Yeah, come together, yeah.
Right now on me.
Wait, I'm sorry, Steven Tyler doing that song is just evil. I like Steven Tyler, but not that song, man.
I've never liked fucking Aerosmith.
I like some, like, Taste of India.
They had some good hits back in the day.
Away, like, shit like that. Yes, but not covering the Beatles.
I like the old stuff, like Jenny's Got a Gun and stuff.
You mean Jamie?
Yeah.
Jenny's got a gun. Put it down. Put the gun down, Jenny.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen 10 Things I Hate About You? Heath Ledger tried to sing that song to that chick and everyone started fucking... Wait, no, that was a parody of 10 Things I Hate About You. My bad. Wait, oh, yeah, not another teen movie. Still funny, though.
Everyone's on their phones.
I'm looking up things. All right, I think
on my phone to have an awesome ass Samsung Galaxy 6.
Put it down. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up, actually.
Oh, you got to do the hand gesture.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell by the wave.
Oh, landing plane.
Yeah, we won't mention the person, but when the hand gesture for Jeff, he did that hand gesture. We're talking about Angry Jeff. He did this hand gesture where he looked like he was landing a plane and doing Travolta from Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. Staying
Alive.
He
would do that when we were watching wrestling, and he's like, we're like, all right, we're leaving.
Actually.
So that's it. All right. Well, goodbye, Bart. Have a lovely weekend, sir.
You have a lovely weekend, too, Justin.
I will. Working.
And you?
Working when you look for a solo flange.
Yeah. You, Kyle, I hope that you avoid the law, obviously. Or an ambulance. Or a mall cop.
Fire.
Whatever
fire.
That's.
I don't know. You were talking about that thing Jeff does.
Yes,
so I
we're good.
This is appropriate.
Thank you, Kyle.
Fire. Fire.
It took me a minute.
Yeah. Goodbye, Jeff. You fuck.
You fuck.
Yeah. All right, we're
and
done.
Morning, Jeff.
Thank you for listening to the Caffeinated Podcast. If you are offended, fuck you. I don't know.
If you're offended,
until next time, we need caffeine in our systems.
Yes. Next time. Meet us over at the weird, shady place behind that one building. We'll be there with Bill.
Yes.
So, was that a Mofo's reference or wait?
No, goodbye.
Meet us with the candy van is.
Goodbye. Caffeinated Podcast.
Goddamn right.